Halloween. Rah, 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 rah. I stay on some zombie shit every day. Rah, 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 rah. Rock the mask like a skelly, cause I'm dangerous. Rah, 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 rah. I be round with my niggas, got them K's in the trunk. Rah, 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 rah. Keep the ski mask in my whip, just in case, bruh. Rah, 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 rah. Banana clips, chopper got a ring of tainers. Rah, rah, ta-ta, pa-pa.
Waiting willing to jump out the car, you'll think your man's you got popped. Doom, doom. Niggas on the ground talking crazy when they
hello.
Up, they
get hello.
I'm trying to get my mic working. I don't know. Get down and don't take all. Do we have this working?
Spinning,
I can't stop. We have this working.
We do.
How you doing? How's your vagina doing?
Good. How are your wet pits?
My wet pits? My pits are wet. Honey, I've been busting balls. I've been hauling ass here, trying to get a show together. Oy vey, Asmir. My name is Andrew Willis. This is Emily Ewing. We also have in studio with us Aiden Bates Smith, who's large and in charge.
Mm-hmm.
We have Brad Pitt with us in the studio.
Seriously, with that leather or fur jacket,
I know.
With the trim. Oof.
Honey, look at him.
It's a vibe. I love it.
We love it. What are we listening to? Zombie, Kodak Black.
Love it.
Sniper Gang.
It's a good song. I love the beginning of it. I shot my butt on Halloween! Can't get enough of it. Emily.
Andrew.
Are you going to be getting a vagina camera? What is you telling me about a vagina camera on Pornhub?
Because it's a new sensation. I don't know. It's a new thing.
Yeah.
That they have.
Also, shout out to the three Asian girls sitting over there. We love you. You look beautiful.
Hello.
Girls, stand up.
Gorgeous.
Take a bow. Tonight is your night. Yes.
Oh, love that dance.
Oh, I love her. I wonder what her name is. She kind of looks like, I don't know, a Claire? I don't know. Are you Claire? No. What does your name begin
guessing.
With? A C? A D? An E?
An E. Emily? You're, is it an Emily?
Emily?
What? Oh, me too!
Oh my god!
That's crazy!
Okay, Emily, stop.
Oh my god.
Emily's going to go on a goddess retreat with her. We're going to go chant in the forest.
Nice to meet
God
you. Oh my God, are you
Emily,
oh, Instagram
if you're
it?
Snapchatting
yes.
right now. Everyone, are you Snapchatting? Give me the thumbs up when you're doing it. Ready?
Oh,
just so you guys know,
and
Emily over there is incredible. Can you please shut the hell up? I'm trying to do a thing here.
I'm trying to get her to tag you.
For God's oops. Sake. Oy vey.
Oh, she's coming.
Oh, she's coming over here.
She's up close and personal.
Oh, she's up close and living.
If I don't get one Instagram follower from this,
I'm going to say.
hi, everybody. Just so you know, Emily, who's standing outside the station, is beautiful and amazing. She's a sensation.
What highlighter are you using?
We love her.
I love that highlighter.
We do.
She wants your Instagram.
Do you want to come in here? Do you want to come into the station? Emily, bring her in. Bring her to the station. We got to say hi to her.
She's famous now.
Oh, Emily. She's a star. This music's for you, baby. I don't know. What do you say?
Strut in here, I'm going to be pissed.
What do you say? I'm giving her soft sex. What do you say?
No, I only see women's personality these days.
Well, there you go. We're going to see. She has lots of personality. Oh, let's bring in her friends.
They're all coming.
Yeah, no, come inside. Come inside.
They're
oh, I think they just got left out.
Nope, they got locked out.
Oh, look, there's two lovebirds over there.
It's Valentine's
Who's
Day.
Who's this guy? Just so you know, I'm a homosexual, so if there's a hot guy out there, please come by the window. I want to say hello.
Oh,
oh look at you.
Spicy.
All right.
Oh, it's Emily and Emily.
Do you got $20 for me? I'll do anything for
$20. He's got an OnlyFans, too, if you don't have cash.
Yeah, it's true. Venmo.
How are you guys tonight?
How are you, Emily?
I'm good.
You're looking beautiful. Here, get into that mic. Make sure you hold it really
Thank
close.
Thank you.
So tell me all about you. What's
so,
going on with you?
I'm in music.
It smells like booze.
I'm sober right now.
Are you actually?
You say that like it's an accomplishment.
She has like a margarita body butter. Honey, I've been sipping the margarita
I
for
haven't
pinky
drank
out.
In a month, so this feels really good.
Congratulations.
Are you going to be barfing tonight?
No. No.
You know what I love? You know what I admire about you is the makeup is so on point.
It is.
Thank you.
It's going to be sweating off. Pretty. Are you single?
It's going to be sweating off in 10 minutes. Not
going to
lie.
Are you going to the pit?
I am going to the pit. Where else would I be going?
Okay, now what do you think of this fine specimen over here? His name is Aiden Bates Smith. I'm sure he's
Aiden
taken.
Aiden Bates Smith.
I know. Yeah. Is that not a name? He used
That's
to play.
That's a great name.
Used to play hockey.
Used to. I'm retired.
Yeah.
Wait, so retired?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how old
I got
are
too
you?
Old. Too
oh,
old.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's all of 21.
I'm the youngest 30-year-old on the planet.
What's your dance move?
What's my dance move? Oh, gosh. First of all, I got to see a sprinkler, you know?
Actually, yeah. What's the scene like at the pit? Like, do you walk in there single? Are you single right now?
I am not.
Oh, so you're going in with your boyfriend.
He's meeting me there.
He's going to meet you at the pit for a nice romantic night out.
Valentine's Day.
How else are you supposed to celebrate Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
By getting super smashed at the pit.
I'd get smashed at home and have a little domestic assault with my boyfriend and... He'd punish me.
Spicy.
He'd pull a protractor out on me.
It's actually funny she said the sprinkler is her favorite dance move because when I dance, it turns into a sprinkler. So
love that.
I don't know. I just feel like
Wait, let me get a photo of you with Aiden Bates Smith because he's incredible.
The helicopter.
There you are.
Yeah. Get over there. Get over next to fake Brad Pitt.
There we go.
Okay, there you go. One, two, three.
Oh, in front of the flash.
Oh, there you go.
Gorgeous.
You guys look beautiful. Okay, you got to go. Thanks, get out of here, Emily.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for crashing.
Give a shout out on my Insta. Yeah.
Okay, please do. All right.
Awesome. Nice to meet you.
Get out of here.
Emily, other Emily.
I've had enough
good
of you.
Good night, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Is that real weave? It's real weave?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I love that.
All right. See ya.
You didn't get us a picture of the Emily?
She says she says she's not drunk. I have never smelt that type of cologne before in my life.
Honey, that's not Hawaiian Breeze. That's Malibu. That's Malibu.
Shout out to Calgon.
Shout out to the iced coffee that Aiden Bates Smith has had.
I love it.
I don't know if I'm allowed to be doing this, but
Can we do a moratorium on calling him Aiden Bates Smith? I'm just going to call you Aiden. I don't know why I call you Aiden Bates Smith. I always call people by the first and last names.
You do.
Is this true?
I think so.
Yeah, like Andrew so-and-so and Clint so-and-so. I like to know how
Clint's my daddy.
Clint's
Clint. We love Clint.
I wish Clint was my daddy. I don't know. It's a Scorpio thing. There's just something about him. I wonder if I should give him
He's got some good tats.
He does.
He has some good tats. I coincidentally have some good tats. I just touched my breasts for anyone
Mine are
who's
bigger.
Listening. No, let's give Clint Colburn a call.
Clint-a-call.
See what's going on in Clintland.
He's probably pretty stoned.
Yeah.
Oh, ripping on the weed.
No, I'm joking. He doesn't do that anymore. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
The
customer
you were calling. Aww.
He just says one sec.
Missed opportunity.
I wonder if he's. I'm just going to write Aiden wants to say hi. Say hi. Just so you know, Aiden, he's going to be on our show a little later. We're just sitting here riffing, chatting, kvetching about all things fun and friendly. I did have a bunch of stuff that I did want to talk about. I want to get to my notes, actually, because I kind of lost track here. Yummy. I wanted to do a poll on Yummy because, okay, I've never been a big Justin Bieber fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the gays hate me for it, but I've never been a huge fan of his. And then Yummy came out and I was listening and I was like, oh, this is actually kind of a catchy song. What are your thoughts on it? Because apparently everyone hates it. Everyone thinks it's all true.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
I don't mind it. I don't know. It's Aiden, good. What are you saying?
I've never listened to it in its entirety, so I can't tell you.
Okay.
That's the honest answer.
Hmm. That's kind of true. I've only heard the chorus.
Yeah. Everyone's heard the chorus, but. Yeah.
I don't know. I really dig it. Something I've been really into in a big way. Yeah. I don't know.
You've turned the corner.
I'm waiting for Clint to get on the horn here, but he's not doing it. I saw two squirrels today, by the way.
Did you?
They're both trying to have sex with each other, and then a third one jumped in.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, now that's a way to live.
Oh, man.
You know?
Just a squirrel threesome.
Ugh.
Yeah. I'm just in the middle of gaming. I'm talking to my friends online. Well, why don't you talk to us in person? I mean, you know what? I'm going to give my boyfriend a call, Clint.
He's not.
Let's see what he says. He's not a homosexual. So don't worry. You know, I know.
You always say homosensual. Oh.
He keeps ignoring it. Yeah.
He's living his
life. Well, that's okay. Yeah.
He's gaming right now. He's in there gaming.
Oh, that's fun.
He's probably got one hand on the remote, one hand on Tinder.
Oh, 100%. Fun Drive 2020. That thing has been happening all last week. It ends tomorrow. Please go to CITR.ca/donate to send us some cash money to keep things going.
Bags.
Keep things going here.
Yes.
Get the bags.
Oh, Clint just said, dude, I said one sec. Okay, well, we'll see what happens. My boyfriend just said that. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder what Clint would say if he found out I was telling people he isn't. Could you imagine? And people started thinking that we were dating. Oh my God, that'd be every man's worst nightmare.
Aw.
Even gay men too would be terrified to find out they're dating me.
Commitment.
Yeah, finding out. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
They wake up in the morning.
They wake up in the morning. Somehow have crawled in there, you know.
Get ready.
Cords going everywhere.
No. Are you having some trouble with the cords there, buddy?
I'm getting it. Oh, there we go.
I'm going to have a little sipperoni of my water.
I already drank mine.
Yeah.
Oh, very hydrated.
So, Emily, I do want to ask you, what's going on with you and your tech baron? You guys haven't had sex in a while. It's been since December.
What?
I believe.
Your boyfriend?
He keeps tabs on me. Okay.
8 years.
I'm pretty sure it was in January. But, I mean,
you
know.
Did you guys do the boom boom? Like, was it done?
I think New Year's Day.
That's a good time to do it.
Yeah. You know. Just like we don't sync up because, like, I'm in school and, like, he's
yeah,
working.
But what about all the time you guys are at home together?
World of Warcraft.
He makes all this good.
He plays World of Warcraft till like, you know, really early in the morning.
Yeah, but he makes all this great food for you and does all this stuff. Like, after you're done, like, wouldn't you want to go over and be like,
no,
hey,
you know what?
Here's the deal.
Well, okay, can we just, let's be real. Let's break it down. Okay. You've been going through stuff. So I've been going through stuff.
I've been going through hell and back.
Because you've been going through stuff.
Yeah. But
so I've probably let our, you know.
Yeah, but okay, so here's the thing. Are you still masturbating?
Of course.
So why don't you take that?
Everyone's got time for that.
Dude, first of all, anyone I'm dating,
but so is
anyone I'm dating is like a human dildo. So I'm just like, you know, all you're good for is your dick. At this
True,
point
you're a cancer through and through.
Yeah, I'm greedy. I want to have sex all the time. But that being said,
women can get by with less. Well, that's not true. I love sex, but like
clearly you make less money than we do. I mean, there you go.
Ugh. Let's not even go there.
Pay inequality. But, it's a laughing matter.
It's an issue. No, it's not. Oh my God.
Obviously not.
No, I know. But Jeez. It's, yeah, no, I really want to change that. Yeah. Valentine's Day. Mark my words.
Oh, we got Clint Colborne.
Oh, yay.
On the T-Mobile network. Here we go.
Oh.
Clint. Clintifer.
It's Clint.
Clintifer.
Where's Aiden?
Aiden's right here.
You're on the radio.
He misses you deeply and severely.
You're not with Aiden.
I am.
Yes, he is. He's just being very quiet.
Aiden, say hello.
Hello, Clint.
Oh, you are with Aiden.
How you doing, my man?
Good, how are you?
Just, you know, another day, another dollar.
I'm a little fucking gay threesome or something right now.
There's one woman in the room, but maybe. I don't know. We'll see how the night goes, dude. It's 2020. I'm out here. We're doing it.
Are you at your radio thing?
His radio thing.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Here, let me talk to Clint. I want to ask Clint. Clint, I have some inquisitions for you. Are you listening to Aiden's? Sorry, I've had a couple margaritas. Are you listening to Aiden's podcast?
No, I haven't had a chance.
I will say it's really good.
He's a busy guy.
It's quite funny.
He's a busy guy.
He is really busy.
Clint, by the way, I saw your orange jacket the other day, and I wanted to give you a shout-out. It looked really cool.
Emily says she saw your orange jacket, and she wanted to say hello to you at school.
I think you can hear me, can he?
No, you can't. Okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm doing it this way.
Nice, puffy orange jacket.
Yeah. Well, I guess we just called to bore you, really, at this point. Video game?
You fucking called me once, and then I hung up because I couldn't talk. And then you called me again. I was going to fucking throw my phone.
Aw,
Clint, you need to.
I count faggots.
Okay, well, I need you to smoke a little weed and calm down. This is really bad for a relationship.
I need you not to interfere with my gaming hours.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay,
you've been told.
He's read me the riot act. You know what, Clint? Clint and I went to couples counseling, and the therapist was really clear.
Tell people this, you fucking weirdo.
It's just the lineup at the pit. You're fine.
You just gotta put it in your bio on Instagram, and then yeah.
I'm dating some fat, crazy old gay dude.
I'm gonna call 911 on
you. Oh my goodness.
You're North Van. Is that the RCMP you have to call?
I don't give a fuck. I'll call SWAT if I have to.
Beep.
Okay, here's the deal. I promise you that I won't call you during gaming hours. When are those gaming hours? I feel like they're every day between 3 o'clock and 2 a.m.
See, this is Evan's issue, too.
They're from fuck off o'clock to fuck off o'clock.
All right. There you go. CRTC, if you're listening, howdy.
Oh, my God.
Clint, I'm going to move things along here. I don't know. Do you have any other questions for Aiden? Any memories of Aiden? I feel like you got a few memories.
Are you on air right now?
Yes, we are on air. Feel free to humiliate him.
Yeah, you can say, well, actually, no, Clint knows a lot.
Aiden just said that you can say anything you want.
No.
Well, I've seen Aiden do a lot of dumb things before.
Like what? Why do you sound like a 4-year-old right now? It's really cute. Okay, go on.
I feel
on.
Like his voice got deeper.
No, no, it's weird.
Why do I sound like a 4-year-old?
I don't know what he's going to say.
Okay, say something. Aiden wants to hear a story.
You're off the record.
Yeah. You're off the record, but on the air.
No.
You don't have anything to say?
No.
Now that I know I'm on air, not really.
There's really not many people around. I can vouch for this.
Did Aiden ever see you punch your ball?
Ouch.
Aiden, I fucking hate you.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
Never. I never said that.
Actually, no, you didn't.
Shut up. Fuck, I would have never told you that.
I never told him that.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Now we're beefing.
No, I don't know. I just made that up. For anyone listening, Clint has never done that. He's never punched
Ouch.
His ball. Well,
you could have just called me as with a fake name. This could have gone much smoother.
Your name isn't Clint, though.
It's
your real
Clint.
Name. Your real, okay, sorry. I'm actually speaking to James right now. My friend James. I've been
and
trying
a giant
to.
Peach.
I was trying to use.
Has anyone told you you're an idiot?
I think.
Oh my god.
A lot of people have actually. I've been called a lot worse.
Just today.
I got called. Yeah, just today. I got called a lot of different things.
Okay, well, you add me to the list.
Aww. Okay, if you could describe me, please describe me for listeners. I want to chop that up and put that into a promo. How would you describe me?
Peter Griffin.
What did you say? I didn't hear it.
You said Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin? I mean, I was hoping for Lois, at least. I don't know.
Oh. No, that would be an insult to Lois.
Mm. Oh.
All right. I'm sitting here getting checked.
Hello.
Oh, who are these ladies? Oh, my God. Come on in. We got two lovely ladies coming on back. Emily, do you want
to
come?
Emily, why do I always have
Emily's
to,
in reception. Clint, I got two hot ladies that are coming to the door. Are you single right now? What's going on?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? I'm not into that way.
You're not into women? I knew it.
No, I'm not into what you're into.
Oh. Okay, so you're not into two hot women right now standing outside the station coming inside?
I do love women.
I do know you like women. You talk about them to me all the time. I keep telling our couples counselors it's getting in the way of us. Huh?
You are in ice to me all the time.
Okay, hello.
Hi.
Ladies. I do. Come on. Yes, I do. From
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here. Here, get into that mic over there.
Hi.
I'm talking to our friend Clint. I think he was actually here when you girls were here.
Oh, yeah. It was like a band, a music.
Oh, okay. No, it wasn't Clint. Get
Clint.
Really into that mic.
Hi, Clint. I'm
hi,
Abby.
Clint. I'm Liz.
Liz and her friend both say hi. They look really cute.
Thanks.
Aiden, what are you saying? Should we set up Clint with one of these girls?
100%.
Ladies, are you single?
Yeah.
Single.
Clint, these two girls said they're single. Can I give them your Insta?
Are you on the phone?
I swear to God, you give my Instagram over this fucking radio channel, I will.
I'll do it off the air. I'll do it off air. I'll give it to these two girls.
What do you look like?
He looks hot. I'm not gonna lie. He has brown eyes, brown hair. He's a hockey player.
Hold on.
Emily's gonna get a visual. Yeah. And I want you girls. Yeah.
Oh my, you're selling me right now. I want to profit in this.
You want a profit? I'm giving you two.
You might get a date.
You might get a date.
Radio show. Shout out to my mom. Love you, mom.
I love that.
if Liz's mom is listening, she's going to do bad things tonight at the pit.
Yeah, Liz has an OnlyFans that she hasn't told you about.
You're fine. Get it.
Oh. Okay, here. Here.
Yeah, see?
Here. Hold on. Talk to Clint.
I'm ready to hang up.
Hang up. It's okay.
Okay. Okay, whatever. Okay, Clint, we're going to let you go.
Force people too.
Clint, we're going to let you go. We're going to talk to these two girls. Clint, we do love you. Aiden and all of us do, okay?
You don't want one story about Aiden? I got one.
Okay, well, what's the one story? Let's hear it.
The dirt.
Let's hear the dirt. What's the story?
Aiden, what about a Dunkin' trip?
I don't know. Just tell
what
the story.
About that whole weekend was bad.
Tell the story.
Hey, now, Aiden to the mic.
I'm on the mic.
He's on the mic. I'm holding you up on speaker to my mic, so that's why he can't hear you.
Okay, give Aiden the phone then.
Okay, hold it up really close to your mic.
What's up?
Oh my god.
Should I talk about a Dunkin' trip?
What Dunkin' trip? I'm putting it away from the mic. You gotta give me three words to describe it.
Uh-oh.
Oh man, there's so many
Okay, we got to wrap this up. We only got a couple of minutes before we have to.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Screw you, Andrew. All right, Aiden. I remember Aiden one time.
Wait, can I get my Instagram?
Here, pass. What did Aiden do?
Hello.
Aiden was throwing out dollar bills like he was a champ.
Well, that's because he has money to burn. Hey, Clint, I got to wrap this up here because I'm going to go do the show, the actual show at 10:30. So I'll see you next week, yeah?
It's cold. Look, it's about like 7.
I don't know. William?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, you totally can.
I know where you live. Okay, Clint, I love you a lot. You're a good friend. You're a good guy. Oh, you hung up. Okay, ladies, let's talk for like a couple minutes because then
we gotta go.
Oh, you gotta go.
Two minutes.
Ladies, what are you guys gonna do at the pit? You're gonna bounce around. I don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna start around at the pit and then we might go to Kerners. Actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Kerners or corners? We don't know.
Tarps off at the Kerners.
What's the difference? What's the difference in the name? Like, I don't know. What do you call it? Kerners.
I call it Kerners.
All right. Ladies, you're really lovely. Thank you for coming by.
You.
You can come by anytime you want. What do you think of Aiden here? By the way, he's a specimen. Do you not agree?
I like his shoes. Really cool. Right?
Is his face nice? What do you think? Look at him. He's looking hot.
What are those?
He's looking damn good.
I like
them. Yeah.
Those
are nice.
All right.
What do you think of him? What would you give out of 10?
4.5. Definitely an 11 out of 10.
Oh, there we go.
I respect it. I agree.
There we go, ladies. Okay, have fun tonight. Be safe. Make sure you do safe walk.
Okay. Yeah, you too, sir.
Yeah, you too. You too. Sir. Jeez Louise. I got called.
Oh my God, that made my day.
I got called so many different things.
Was her hair orange or pink?
I think it was pink. Right,
it
was sir?
Pink. Yeah, it was pink.
Okay. We learn new things every day.
Yeah. Okay. Ended on radio with Andrew Willis and, of course, Emily. I don't know what we do. Yeah.
I forgot I was here.
And Aiden Bates-Smith. It's going to be happening at 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central. So in 7 minutes, we're going to be going live on air. In about 4 minutes, we are going to transfer over to some pre-roll stuff. So anything you guys want to shout out and talk about? I thought those ladies were great. Clint, our relationship needs a little bit of work. We did couples counseling and... You know, I was forewarned that I should not be calling him during gaming hours and when he's in bed with his girlfriend, I should not be getting into bed with him. So,
there's always room for one more.
There should
As
be.
I said, As gaming hours should,
well,
are
maybe
very
not
biblical.
Emily's bed because you guys aren't doing it at all. So are you guys, when are you going to have the sex with the tech baron? Did I not call you the other day and I said to you, I said, Emily, have you had the sex?
Yeah. And I specifically didn't do it because it felt like you were trying to control it.
I want you to. It's like I'm like a breeder. I'm just like I'm trying to get you two.
It'll happen under our own. Yeah. No. But like I said, he has gaming hours too. And they're just really unfortunately late.
Gaming hours. Wasn't he play with your joystick? Like, that's what I'm getting. Like, why don't you? Like, I mean, I don't get that.
The thing about gaming is how many points in life do you get for being a good gamer?
No, I mean, that's true. I don't know. We're just like, we need to get back in sync. And we will. And it's not been, it's honestly here's not been a, that long. It's been like, Yeah,
I don't know. I'll tell you this.
Maybe I'm asexual. I don't know. No, that's not true.
No, there's no way you're asexual. The amount of times I touch your breasts and you got really into it, I mean, come on, let's be real. But, I mean, I will tell you this, though. When I'm in a relationship, it is like...
Okay, yes, you're my polar opposite.
It is insane. It gets a little messy. It's like you need Gatorade to like keep it going.
Gatorade?
You need Gatorade.
Gatorade.
You need crystal meth to keep it going. Okay, that's how intense my energy is when it comes to having sex.
Everyone's attention.
Yeah. There you go, kids. If you like to have sex 10 times a night, you might be there for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make up for lost time. I haven't had sex in 4 years.
Wow.
I know. I'm really not kidding around here. It's been a while. Put on some weight. I've been doing planking though. That kind of works.
Yeah, planking is great.
You know what?
I've been gymming. We started gymming again.
I have. You know, it'd be so funny. I would just love to. I don't know.
You made fun of me doing squats the other day.
Well, because you're pancake ass. You're doing it all weird, and I was like, "Why?" Like,
pancake ass.
Well, I don't know. You're trying to like lift, and it was like you flattened everything out. Like,
no, I went like this, and then I did like a clean. I don't know if that's a clean and jerk. I don't know what it's called.
You're squatting, but like,
squat, and then you do overhead. I don't know if that's wrong or right.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
quite often.
That's a thing, you know? Right?
Yeah,
like
he looks
overhead
like he's
and then
out.
And then squat.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
I just kind of guess.
Just run around a little bit. I was actually in the gym yesterday, and this elderly guy, literally did. I counted. He did 57 laps of the gym. He didn't touch anything.
Are you
he
kidding?
Just walked around 57 times.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
And he would like stop and look at the wall and talk to himself, and I was uncomfortable.
Is this at the Hollyburn?
Yeah.
Run away.
Oh goodness.
Good facilities.
Great facilities.
Oh. Clint apparently uses it all the time.
Yeah, because Clint's got it dialed in. He knows what's going on.
Oh, no, nice. He knows what's up.
Very cool.
I got to get in on that. He has a car. He smokes pot. He makes fun of me. That's necessary in a relationship, is to have someone make fun of you.
That's
a little
true.
Bit.
Degrade me.
Just a little bit. Not enough to make me feel like, oh, God, I need to like,
I
go
like
to
that
some
too.
Hospice.
No, I
something.
Like that too. Yeah. It like put, yeah.
You know what? We're going to wrap things up here. Annieland Radio with Andrew Willis is coming up next. We're going to go to do a little break. I'm going to smoke some cigarettes and go on Grindr. Buy some crystal meth and have a lot of gay sex. Everyone have fun tonight. I'm Andrew Willis. Emily Ewing and Aiden Bates-Smith will be with me next.
Love it. CITR 101.9
FM. He's gay and he's bold. And he's gay and he's bold. And did we mention he's gay? And he's also gay.
Okay, we get the picture.
Making you feel smarter and happier. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andylandradio.com.
Get ready to party. In 3 minutes, Andyland Radio is live with your host, me, Andrew Willis.
To CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy.
episode of Andyland Radio. I am your host, Andrew Willis, and tonight is your night. It is Wednesday, so get ready to party, get up, get down, chill, dance, hang out, and let's meet some new friends together. Tonight, in studio, Aiden Bates-Smith, with music by Mannequin Pussy, Remo Drive, Benny, Kid Bloom, Beach Goons, and Ty Siegel. So get ready to feel smarter and happier. This is Andyland Radio.
We asked you to describe Andrew Willis, and you answered. He's a f***, a cunt, a liberal f***tard, sassy, oh, and gay as f***. But wait, there's more.
Okay, that's enough.
Making you feel smarter and happier. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andylandradio.com.
Some things are better together, like masturbating after a long day.
Like masturbating after a long day.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andylandradio.com.
I've been going.
welcome to the show. I'm Andrew Willis, and this is Andyland Radio, and we are here in Studio A with my lovely friend, Emily Ewing.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing damn good. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm feeling spicy.
Me too.
Partly because I'm sweating so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm wearing lots
of
body.
Warm. It's really warm in here.
It's hot out.
It's
hot out in the station. It's not hot out outside, but
yeah,
it's strange. Look, I didn't come here to talk about the weather. I came here to talk about my lovely friend Aiden Bates-Smith,
yes,
who's also here joining us in Studio A. He has a lovely podcast. It's called After 8 with Bait. You can find it on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on all major streaming platforms. And also visit ALSRally.com. It is a passion project, more than just a passion project. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about that later on in the show with Aiden. Aiden, how are you?
Oh, I'm phenomenal.
He's just such a beauty.
I'm happy to be here.
Okay, now
let's
talk about you actually being here. Because the thing was, yesterday, I find out that you're doing a podcast, right? And you have a podcast, you have a thing. And I listened to it, and I'm like...
That was a funny Instagram story, I must say.
Well, okay, so this is what happens. Aiden and I know from... We used to work together. Then we go to university together, at some point. And I always knew Aiden as like the quiet, cheerful, happy guy, like just a happy guy, you know, like just a good guy, but keeps himself, like not like me where I'm like, hey, you know, like throwing everything out there for everyone to see and talk to and whatever. So he's always been really quiet. I've always been mystified by him, very curious about what's going on in his brain.
Love it.
And yesterday I find out that his brain is out there for people to listen to. And it's actually funny.
So funny. So well timed.
Yeah. We've been listening
to
it.
Your little bits. Oh my gosh.
So definitely go on Apple Podcasts. Go to Spotify.
Yes.
All major streaming platforms. Find After 8 with Bait.
It's very relaxing. It's very cash. Like,
soothing voice.
Yeah. Like after the gym, just, you know, unwind. Have a shower, unwind with Aiden.
Yeah.
It's have, really
a have a shower.
Have a shower with Aiden.
Get cozy. Exactly.
So Aiden's a quiet dude. I'm going to let you speak a little bit about it, but you're so vocal and funny, which is so unexpected. I didn't know that you had this talent or this ability. And
I mean, my brain works in mysterious ways, and honestly, I don't even know how it works, but we're talking for an hour, and we're just talking about whatever we want to talk about.
Yeah, so every Tuesday after 8 o'clock, you post...
Pacific time, absolutely.
Pacific time, you get that stuff out there.
Yeah.
And you do it from your bedroom. Where do you do this?
So it's like...
You have a little a studio space
It's
set
my
up?
Brother's old bedroom at my mom's house, and I just turned it into a podcast room.
Well, you do have a very lovely house. So
thank
it's,
you.
I haven't been yet. I'm still waiting for the invitation. I can only...
It's in the mail.
I can only imagine how that would go down. Me coming to his house to visit his mom. They're all very proper people, but they're very friendly and fun, I'm sure. I don't know. I've had fantasies late at night, just sitting in bed, thinking about Aiden's family and
just a cup of tea.
Like.
A cup of tea at the Bait residence.
Aww. Oh, it must be...
You do love tea.
I do love... Late night. Late night teas.
Aww, so we used to work together at Earl's. We're both Earl's girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I would just be in a frenzy, angry about something. You know.
What?
Right? Someone didn't tip me enough. I'd go, oh, jeez. I'd be all freaked out. Aiden, calm as a cucumber, just walking on by. Good hair, swoop back. Breezy, basically the Brad Pitt.
I spend a lot of time on it though, so it does. It's not. I don't roll out of bed looking the way I do. It's a blow dry.
First of all, what's going on under the hat? I haven't seen the hair yet. Let's see.
It's hide. It's you want
to
see?
I do want to see, but is he there?
It's nice.
Some good flow.
Yeah,
it's got good flow.
It's short. Sure. It's short.
Yeah. But Aiden would go, and he would be like just walking on over, just calm, and I'm like in a tizzy about something, and he would just be like, he'd make tea. He'd make a tea for himself, and he'd just sit and lean against the server's station and just have a tea and have a quick chat.
Just hanging out.
Yeah, with a little cream.
I'm a big English breakfast person.
Oh, English breakfast for sure.
Little cream, little sugar.
Oh, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, that's all we came here to talk about.
Is just tea.
You do
need my tea.
Now, you do talk about a lot of other things, and one of the things you talk about is... hockey games and such.
So
jumbotrons. Oh, I actually want to play a clip from your show. I want to see if I can find it here. I don't know if I have it. Oh, here we go. Well, first of all, let's hear you describe your mom, because that was
so funny.
Laugh. This is from the first episode, Big Dick Energy. Is
yeah,
that
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, let's listen to this.
But my mom's pretty much me. My mom is me, but 51 years old and extremely wrinkly.
I almost said 52, and that would have gotten me in more trouble.
Oh, my God.
That would have gotten me in more trouble.
I just love that. Like, this is just so adorable. It's
so
almost like,
adorable.
It's almost like, you know, stand-up, But
yeah,
I want to
see
you
could do stand up.
You should be doing stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I'm sitting down on a chair, I'll do some stand up. I'm not big on the standing.
Some sit down.
Yeah, some sit down. I'll do some sit down.
Now, I actually met your mom. I actually served his mom.
Oh, fine.
You did.
I did, and she's a good tipper.
Ooh. Yeah.
And well, she was an Earl's girl too. So
was she actually?
Yeah, runs in the family.
She tipped me like 30%.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I mean, and so she should.
And thank you, because I would have ran out.
You are amazing.
What the hell? Are you cheap and going after?
You know, Andrew worked at the Wallflower. He served my boyfriend and I very good.
I've served at a lot of places. Absolutely. I probably will be for quite some time. But you know,
very, very. You know, you come and you check on people. Great service.
That's the bare minimum, Emily. That's like what every service should be doing.
No, it's true, but I'm just saying. You know.
Yeah. Let's see. But yeah, no, I did serve your mom. Your mom was very lovely. I actually wanted to call her into the show.
she was like, should I call in? And I was like, no, because
she's
going to abuse me, and I don't want that.
I do want that. Let's get to this other clip. Now, I'm not doing it justice. Please, everybody, whatever you're doing, rush, take a plane, take a train, go on Apple Podcasts, go on Spotify. Find After Eight with Bait, because I mean, as I said to him, if I had a network and a budget behind me, I'd hire him in a second.
Absolutely,
this is some real good talent, and I'm not messing around here.
Absolutely,
you know,
agree.
There's another way I could say it, but I can't do it. Maybe Clint could. He loves dropping the F bombs on air.
Now
this is Clint, or not Clint. This I would love to hear a Clint podcast.
I'll get Clint on there eventually.
Oh, you need to.
Yes,
I'm just getting warmed up though, and then we'll get some guests on, and Clint's going to be lined up.
He does kind of sound like a little kid.
I don't know about these things and blah blah blah.
I almost threw my phone across the room.
The thing is, and look, I love Clint. I love him to death. This is Aiden Bate Smith from After Eight with Bate on all major streaming platforms. I gotta throw that in there. Talking about Jumbotrons and hockey. This is a short clip, but it's a goodie. Let's get to it.
They're always middle-aged white women with bob haircuts that are shaped like a pear, and if they're ever in a restaurant, they want to speak to a manager within 30 seconds of sitting down at the table.
True.
Called it.
But those are the type of people who, at a Canucks game, are in the middle of the aisles, flailing about, trying to get their 5 seconds of fame on the Jumbotron.
I just got to say, I love the pauses. That's my favorite part about your spoken word, is that you just pause for like a minute or two.
And I got to say, there's some dads like that too.
Also, I have to say, I do kind of have like middle-aged mom hair, and I am pear-shaped, so I do take someone on the fence. But
you're not dancing on Jumbotron, so you'll be okay.
You don't know yet.
A single person looked like that made it on the Jumbotron. I don't know what you looked like, don't know your name, don't know what you were wearing, don't even remember your dance moves, except for that it was embarrassing for you. And if your kids saw you doing that, they'd be mortified.
You know who I do know would love to be on a Jumbotron?
Tell me.
Emily Ewing.
What?
Emily, you would love to be on a Jumbotron.
You called out.
I would.
Wouldn't you?
I think I would.
Would you
too, though, Andrew. Have you been on the Jumbotron?
No, because I don't try. But would you Instagram story yourself on the Jumbotron? Would you go to that?
You would.
Would you do the kiss cam with your tech bearer?
Oh, for sure. That'd be really fun, I think. I don't know. I'd probably get into that, like, but I don't know about the dancing.
Spice up your relationship. Go home and have sex right after.
Yeah. Some things like
that. Or have sex on the kiss cam. Just take it to that next level.
Whoa, they didn't see that coming.
Just to go for it.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? I think you should propose to Evan on the Jumbo.
I'm a traditionalist. I want him to propose.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Then you go home and you'd be like, you know, I was just kidding, right?
Maybe.
I just wanted the follows.
Exactly.
I want the zero
follows.
I don't want, I'm like not the Instagram girl like that. Like, I don't want a public engagement. I want like something nice and romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you deserve.
Yeah. Aww.
Are you guys getting married soon?
I don't know. Hmm. We've been together like 9 years.
Wow.
So that's
what was
like
the longest relationship.
We're like married already.
A year, 2 years?
2 years.
Yeah.
I can't count to nine, so that's incredible.
It's we're very much in love still. Yeah. Like, but it's
Who can't even count? Clint. So you know what? I think you're doing good. Should we get to some music and then get into a nice little intimate interview with our lovely friend Aiden Bates Smith? Yeah, I want to talk to him about his dad. Late in life, diagnosed with ALS. Like most people, that's how it usually.
It's just such a misunderstood disease. Nobody really knows what's going on there. But it's my goal to raise a bunch of money and figure that out. So
that's amazing.
Go to ALSRally.com. I don't know how you got that domain name. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that and what that's all about. And make sure you go to all major streaming platforms. Look, yes. Look up After Eight with Bate. We do love Aina Bate-Smith. He's a fan favorite of mine. That's
me
all.
Too.
I never. Instant. I would have asked you on before, but then I was like, I don't think he'd want to come on because he probably wouldn't want to talk.
Yeah, but I'm coming out of my cocoon. You know what I mean?
I love that. You're going to be a repeat guest now. Oh. So.
I'll be back.
Awesome.
I hope so. We're going to get to You're Killing Me. We do love that. Remo Drive on Andyland Radio.
Stay tuned. Up next, Hang 10 with Andy, followed by news and new music. It's all happening live from Studio A.
I don't want to fucking be here anymore. I'm leaving forever. If you miss me, whatever, I don't care. I'm tired of your face and the way that you hate everything. Fucking hear anymore. I know you've got problems and we've all got problems too. I'm sick of being your shoulders. You know I need shoulders too. You make me want to start rolling badass blunts till I start choking. Anything that's bad for me, you're
an interview, and then there's flirty fun. It's time to Hang 10 with Andy.
That's right. I'm here in Studio A with our lovely friend, Aina Bate-Smith. Go to ALSRally.com. You can find out about that initiative that we're going to be talking about. And of course, Aiden has an amazing podcast that I get kicks out of. I can't stop laughing. when I listen to
it. Can I pop out a question?
Sure you can. But Emily, let me just first get to our lovely man of the hour. It's After 8 with Bait. Go for it, Emily. You're the star of the show tonight. Just go for
no,
it.
No, I'm not.
What do you got to say here?
No, I just thought of
this
it.
This is Hang 10 with Andy, not Hang 10 with Emily, but go for it. What do you want to say?
Oh, my God. Here we go. All right, let's go. Thrown under the bus. Yeah. What are your favorite podcasts?
My favorite podcast? I like Spit and Chicklets. It's a hockey podcast.
Here we go. Sorry about that.
We're live. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, so I listened
to... I thought that was Emily's mic. I was muting that one.
Yeah, so I listened to Spit and Chicklets, which is a hockey podcast. I like
Spit and Chicklets.
Spit and Chicklets, classic. Fighter and the Kid. It's like a stand-up comedy podcast. Chris D'Elia's podcast. Listen to that one.
Chris D'Elia is great.
Chris D'Elia is good. He's
Joey
good
Diaz.
Shit.
I love.
Yeah, he's good shit too. I don't listen to his podcast too much, but those are kind of like the three I cycle through. And you know, don't listen to Call Her Daddy. You know, I'm gonna put it out there. Don't do that. You
okay,
make yourself
I'll sit
dumber.
Back now. I just wanted to know. I was very curious.
Any other questions?
No. Go
Any
ahead.
Inquisitions. You know, I do want to ask you about the ALS rally because I know, was it last semester when we were in school together?
Yeah.
That's when you were doing it. So walk me through this. What is ALS? What does it mean to you?
ALS is, it's a disease that basically affects your nervous system.
Now, this is Lou Gehrig's?
Yes, it is. That is correct. And my dad got diagnosed like spring of last year. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I love cars. So combining my passion for cars and obviously a cause that has directly affected me seemed like a natural fit.
Yeah.
And I had like 4 months to plan it, and I threw together a pretty good event, I would say, for the first year and raised some money for ALS research, and that's the whole point.
Go to ALSRally.com.
Yeah.
You can see just how much effort you put into this. There was a lot of luxury car owners.
Yes, that's the whole thing.
Right, who paid to be a part of this car rally. And now, what was it driving from, what was it, the Sea to Sky?
Yeah. So
which was a big stretch of road.
Yeah, it's just like a little highway road. Yeah. It went from Cypress to Whistler.
Yeah.
It's
about, like, I don't know, how many miles is that?
Oh, I have 50? No idea. It's like, usually, your average person takes, like, an hour and 50 minutes to
but
do it.
But it's a very beautiful scenic stretch.
It is. It's definitely scenic, and that was, like, the whole point, to get some good photo ops of...
Yeah.
And, you know...
You had really good drone shots.
Yeah, my cousin kills it. He's got a YouTube channel, and he kills it with the photography, so he flew up for me and got some pretty amazing shots of the...
He's in Colorado?
He is in Colorado.
Yeah. Well, how much did you raise, roughly?
Just over 20,000.
Which is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for 4 months, it was pretty good, but I feel like it was just, like, a foundation for years to come.
Yeah.
And next year's definitely going to be a lot crazier than the previous.
Yeah. I don't kiss ass. I really don't. And I will say this is impressive that you're able to get together, use all the resources you have, your friends, your family, to create something positive like the ALS rally. It's so hard to say ALS.
ALS, yeah. A little tongue twister.
But to do that, it's quite remarkable. Now, go to ALSRally.com if you want to find out more about that. So your father, when he was diagnosed, mm-hmm. how did that happen? Was he getting, I don't know, fatigued?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how this works.
He ski raced his whole life. Right. So he was skiing, and this was like 4 months before his whole diagnostics happened, and he fell when he was skiing when he usually didn't, and then maybe a couple months later he noticed he was kind of tripping over stairs when he was walking upstairs. And you don't actually get diagnosed with ALS. You basically rule out all other options until that's the only remaining one.
Now, isn't that scary? Because then it's kind of a, I don't know, and it seems like a highly inaccurate way of finding out.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically saying, hey, we can't tell you have anything.
Well, it's weird because you're praying for it to be Lyme's disease, which is not a good alternative either.
Well,
so.
No.
Right.
You know what? Not to say that I've been watching Seasons on YouTube, but I've been watching Seasons on YouTube. Just clips of it, Justin Bieber's thing. And he had Lyme disease, which is insane.
Well, I don't know if he did or not. You know, it's all a conspiracy these days.
Yeah. It's all who knows PR. What's hidden underneath that mustache of his.
Spin.
Yeah.
So with ALS, though, you find out all these things. You don't know if it's leukemia. You don't know what it is. You don't know what's going on with you. Yeah. Could be Alzheimer's.
Well, it's usually either Lyme's disease or ALS. So they kind of, you can test for Lyme's disease. And if they rule that out, then it's pretty much a guarantee that it's ALS.
Well, I don't want to say it, but here's to hoping that Justin Bieber has ALS. Because then, you know, let's get him in your car rally.
Yeah.
Make some coin off of that.
No, we got some good people joining this year, which should be, which should be sweet.
Amazing. So you're doing, so that was in the fall that you did the first rally.
No, it was like August. I started planning it in the fall. And then, And then, so in August was the actual event.
Okay, so when's the next one? That
August 30th.
August 30th.
Yeah, and the website
every year.
Every year. Every year is the same weekend, the same Sunday.
Yeah.
Got some really great sponsors that are going to help me elevate next year's event, which is awesome.
And from what I understand, all the proceeds go to ALS research.
Yeah, so that's like the great thing about having sponsors is anyone who donates and anyone who registers, 100% of that money goes to ALS research.
Yeah.
And, you know, those sponsors take the financial burden of all the fixed costs of throwing an event like that.
Yeah. Aiden's a great kid. He's not taking that money and buying Gucci shoes.
And you don't have to duck, like, bunk. Well, I can't even talk today. Wow.
Emily, you got ALS.
You don't even have to dunk an ice bucket over your head. So it's
well,
like
you can. Yeah. You might do that.
Maybe.
Just
yay.
The kicks. It's a hot summer
just
day.
Just a throwback. A throwback.
Any excuse to take my shirt off, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
You know
no
what?
One would complain.
I will say this. I have been on the workout train, and I actually had to find a picture of someone that I knew for our friend Callie who I wanted to work out and look like. And I remember our friend Andrew S., who Aiden and I kind of know, and
I know
he was. I think he was a little bit upset because I didn't choose him. I actually chose Aiden.
Wow. Because
there's that photo of you in the turquoise shorts. And I was like, I like that body type. It's not too jacked, and it's not
just right.
But it's skinny. You know,
yeah.
It's skinny and
slim thick.
I don't know. It's strange. There's some weirdness going on.
It's a good goal.
Now let's talk about your podcast here. So you're shy, I would say.
Reserved would be the word I'd use. You know, I don't think I'm shy. I just don't really. I like to keep to myself.
Parents beat you.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm trying to figure you out.
That's an easy lawsuit there. But
oh my gosh.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm having a ton of fun doing my podcast. It was just kind of something that I thought of one day and said, screw it.
Did you ever
not?
Feel like you're a really big joker, or that you'd always talk with your friends and be like, you know, I really want to share this?
Yeah, I mean, growing up in the household I did and playing hockey, like it's banter all the time. Yeah. So I have two younger brothers and my mom's basically a guy. So it's all banter all the time. And that's definitely conditioned me to be as quick witted as I am. And honestly, it's just so easy to point out funny things that happen in the world every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so much irony that you can make bits about everything.
What's it like being an older brother? Because, I mean, I kind of know this because I have three.
It's stressful, man. Yeah. It's like,
are they always chirping you or what?
Yeah, well, whether they were older or younger, they'd be chirping me because that's just the way the family works. Yeah. But it's stressful because you know what they're going through, and you didn't have an older brother to kind of say, do or don't do this. But those things shape who you are as a person in the future. Mm-hmm. So I see them doing dumb stuff all the time, and I want to tell them not to. But I also understand how crucial that is.
Sure.
For them to create their own identity. So,
you know what? Okay. You need to get them on your podcast, After Eight with Bait. Check it out. All major streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear you with one of your brothers.
My younger brother just looks funny. He isn't really that funny. He just visually, he's funny.
Interesting. Now, you're sober, which is interesting because I am, but then I'm not. So it's like I go a month where I don't drink. Not because I'm saying I'm sweating it out, saying I can't do it.
Yeah.
But just because I've never been compelled to like need to drink or have to drink to go out. I'm kind of a ball of energy. But like, for instance, we had a margarita before and I offered it to you and you said no. And I was kind of shocked because I was like, oh, I don't know. Don't you want to have a little bit of fun? What's going on with this whole sober thing for you?
Well, you make it sound like I'm a crackhead.
Well, that's the thing. Like, anyone who, to avoid any lawsuit, because God only knows. You've never been off the rails. So
no,
let's just preface that. Is this a decision for you because you're just like, no, I want to take better care of my body, or I want to be able to think more clear when I'm out in public, or what?
My brain works in mysterious ways, as I said.
Clearly.
And to me, it's just I haven't earned it. And that's going to sound really weird. But
I believe that.
I just look at my life and I look at everything I've done up until this point, and I've done lots, but it's not enough for me to just be a degenerate all the time. You know, I feel like whatever I define as success in my life, and once I reach that, then I'll get to a point where I can drink and have fun and all that. And I'm like, I'm going to drink on my birthday and I'm going to have fun once in a while, obviously. But it's not an every weekend thing. I got a lot of stuff to do every day, and I'm a big softy when it comes to hangovers.
I like when you say that because, like, for instance, like there's a lot that goes into putting all this together.
Oh, yeah.
Not when you get into the studio, but even before, like making ads and doing all these weird things and whatever. So I'm like, for me, this feels like work. So when I have a margarita before to cut loose, I'm like, I deserve it. I worked for it. But to come home and bang back four beers and have done nothing, I mean, to me, not to judge, but like I don't feel like I earned it. I'm a worker. I don't like to sleep in. I don't like to sit around and pal around. I like to like do.
You like
stuff.
To be moving.
Yeah,
and I'm the same way. Yeah. And
I'm the same way as well.
What's your sign, by the way?
I'm an Aries.
You're an Aries.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
So
you're
is
like
my mom.
mom.
Oh, really? I don't like your mom.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Wow. Aiden, get out of here.
Oh, I'm gone.
Wow.
Is your mom on the Jumbotron?
My mom's amazing, so you're missing out. But no, yeah, Aries are cool.
No, I do like your mom. She's fun. Although, I don't know. I'm sure we have differences.
Let's stop. Stop you right there.
Next question. I want to ask you a question because you're very good looking. Do you feel? Do you feel like that's helped you in any way?
Yeah. It's all, you know, if you're good looking, you're always way more inviting and people are less threatened by you, I think.
Yeah. See, I'm gay and loud. So when I'm your server, none of the people that I would serve, were interested in me sexually. So like, you know, so for me, it's like I always had a little bit of a struggle because I was never anyone's interest. And not to say I get worked up on that, but I will say, like, for you in bad situations, it probably doesn't hurt. Like, as a server, probably really helped you.
I mean, as a server, it definitely helps. And people aren't gonna really like, I feel like your personality goes a lot farther than your looks. You know, you can see someone across the room and then you'd be like, oh, he's good looking, but then if you talk to him and he just can't hold a conversation, then all that goes out the window. So there's way more emphasis, in my opinion, on your personality than looks, and that's super like cliche. And
are you lucky in love?
I love that.
I don't know. I'm not investing that much time into it these days.
You're a worker. You like your career. You like to put in.
Am I horny? Yes.
Yeah.
Am I putting in the work? No.
Well, do you feel like? Because I feel for me, I mean, I'm just trying to bond here.
Yeah.
But I feel like for me, if I'm dating someone, I like to have them be so busy on their own passion projects that if I'm busy on mine, we're not free.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Exactly. And I feel like people in a relationship, it's crucial to be like complimenting each other.
Yeah.
And
I don't want someone sitting up cuddling to me and we're watching TV for the whole night. I just like to be able to do. Yeah. I like to have freedom.
A relationship to me is two individuals coming together that complement each other.
For sure.
You know, it's not like we're hot, so we're going to date.
Yeah,
these are two individuals who complement each other and make each other better in whatever sense that may be.
I'm gonna have to talk about this with Clint in our couples counseling.
I was gonna just add on to that, like that's true coming from like a 9-year relationship. Like you really do get into your own grooves, and like my boyfriend and I'm like I'm in full-time school and I'm doing, you know, the radio show and like other stuff, and he's doing like, he works for TELUS and he's pretty high up, so he does his own thing, but then we come together and it's like really nice. Mm-hmm. So it's good to have that balance.
And I feel like you like not necessarily miss the person more, but you appreciate the time you're spending together because you're so busy doing your other stuff that
like I never used to watch hockey and I watch hockey now because it's like a bonding thing with him.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about this, about hockey. What is some of the most gayest stuff that hockey players do in the locker room? I need to know.
I
this.
Can't expose that.
Just
on the surface level, we shower together.
So
every day.
Is there any like weird stuff?
No,
guys,
it's not weird. Like, it's not do it
weird. I don't know. It's like the same thing as any.
Are
other
there any
room.
Gay hockey players? I need to know.
There
this.
Are obviously. Mm. I mean, I don't. The thing about hockey is it's not frowned upon. So it's not like people feel like they're restricted to come out. It's just such a non-event in the locker room. And if I feel like there's definitely gay hockey players, like that's inevitable that there's gay hockey players, but whether everyone just, it's like a team thing. Everyone comes together, everyone does their own thing.
It's like a non-issue.
It's a non-issue, that's you know, awesome. And never in my hockey career have I ever heard someone say like a homosexual slur in a derogatory way, you know, mm-hmm. like people are calling each other endless names,
yeah,
but no one's saying anything like that. So I mean, obviously there's gonna be outliers and incidents where in like you'll see it in the media and stuff, but in my experience I don't see homophobia as part of the game too much.
That's so good. It seems like such
no playing
community.
Around with the biscuit, you know. The biscuit game, we all know the biscuit game.
I do not, and I'd rather not.
I want to ask you, what humbles you? Because you are a humble person.
Well, my dad.
Lots of good laughs, yeah.
My dad humbles me.
What's your favorite memory with him?
My favorite memory? We kite surfed together. So we've been on a bunch of trips where we would kite surf together, and that was one of those things that we could both relate to and both bond with. And, you know, those are always, when you're on vacation in the sun on the beach.
Yeah.
It's always, life's easy.
Awesome. What's the prognosis for
you don't know is the problem, right? Like you literally just take it week to week. And
so is it like is the life expectancy for someone with ALS, like is it like, you know, 10 years or a year?
And you never know. From a year to 20 years.
Who,
right? Like
famous, Stephen Hawking
lived
yeah.
forever.
Right, right.
So it's just such a case by case thing. And it's, that's the most, it's the most frustrating part, honestly. Mm-hmm. Is that like no one knows anything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it hereditary?
No. Well, it can be.
Is there can be. And I guess he can't get tested for it because it's not like...
Well, you can get... If you have ALS, you can get tested for the gene mutation of it.
Right,
that
right.
would be hereditary.
Right.
And luckily, my dad doesn't have that.
Yeah.
But still, even if you... Like, it's not very common right. to get it, but the chances of you getting it, even with the gene, mm-hmm. is not that much more than a regular person. So... Well, at least that's what they think now. But it's so underfunded and so little research yeah, for it that yeah. it's tough to say have concrete answers.
Yeah. You know what? If you want to get some funding going for that, definitely go to alsrally.com. Absolutely. You can find out more about that there. Ada Bate Smith, we do love you. You're incredible. Yes. You're going to be sticking around. You're going to do some news with us, and then we're going to skedaddle and say goodbyes and all that other fun stuff. Everyone go to alsrally.com. Please, you know, I know everyone's tapped out, but if you've got a couple shekels, please throw them.
Absolutely. The website's getting... It's renovated for 2020, but yeah. there's still the donate button. If you guys have any questions, my email's tabs98@me.com. I'm going to get some
Love it.
Nudies on there, hopefully.
Who knows?
Oh and
from Emily.
What a great advocate.
Emily goes home and hits some margaritas. She's sending some pictures
I
of
really
her ribs.
I really don't.
I don't know. I got a few naughty photos from Emily in my lifetime.
Oh, my God.
And Emily's like freaked out. Don't worry. I didn't do anything with them. Yeah. They right. look good.
So anyway.
all right. ALSRally.com. Check it out. And also After 8 with Bait, you can find
Fantastic.
His great podcast. Definitely our favorite. I'm going to be listening to it every Tuesday After 8. It'll be posted. So check it out. After 8 with Bait on all major streaming platforms.
Woo.
There you go.
If you want to hear more interviews just like the one you heard, visit AndyLandRadio.com. They're 100% there, and they're 100% free. And if you want to feel smarter and happier, listen to AndyLand Radio with me, Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central.
AndyLand Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on AndyLandRadio.com.
AndyLand Radio is now on Giphy. Search a wide variety of stickers to make your posts smarter and happier. Search now using the phrase AndyLand.
I know I fucked up. I'm just a loser. Shouldn't be with ya. Guess I'm a quitter while you're out there drinking. The ceiling, I knew this would happen. Still hard to believe it. Maybe I'm dramatic. I don't wanna see me. I don't wanna panic. I'm a sad girl in this big world. It's a mad world. All of my friends know it's heaven. You're a bad thing. Shouldn't be with ya. Guess I'm a quitter while you're out there drinking. I'm just here thinking about where I should've been. I've been lonely. Think I'm slowly sinking. Bubbles in my eyes now. Maybe I'm just dreaming. Now I'm in the sad club, just trying to get a back up. I'm a sad girl in this big world. It's a mad world. All of my friends know what's happened. You're a bad thing. I know I fucked up. I'm just a loser. Shouldn't be with ya. Guess I'm a quitter while you're out there drinking. I'm just here thinking about where I should've been. I've been lonely. So I don't slam my Irish.
shouldn't be with ya. Guess I'm a quitter while you're out there drinking. I'm just here thinking about where I should've been. I've been lonely.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Some things are better together, like regulation and crony capitalism.
Or Trump being chased by the Burger King.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on AndylandRadio.com.
Get ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. Andy's topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Next on Andyland Radio.
Uninvited, I know, 'cause
sheets and bite the pillow. Andy's topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
We are here in Studio A with our friend Aiden Bates-Smith. I totally missed the cue on that one. That was we're talking about working out, and I got really into it in a big way with Aiden because he's the source of all things when it comes to working out. Aiden, hello. Save me from this.
Not true.
Save me from myself.
I'm just spreading the word.
Yeah. Well, here's what we're going to be talking about. The news is actually how to get the body that you want. I want this is what we're going to do. Back and triceps we're gonna be doing on one day, and then on the next day we're gonna do chest and biceps, and then shoulders and legs, and then what we're gonna do cardio and abs after each one of these,
all the good things.
Yes. Yeah,
so. It's your whole body.
Yeah, it's your body. You got to do something good with it. Why not? We're not here to just talk about our bodies, I guess. We want to talk about someone else's body, someone who fell 15 feet from a stripper pole. Yes. I'm sure everyone's heard about this. First of all, this girl, Genius Guy, she went viral over the last couple of days. Go to Slutty Puffin on Instagram. I follow Slutty Puffin.
That's where I found it.
Me, yeah, too. Exactly.
He's so funny.
I know. it was really good. Shout out to him. But so the stripper, she basically falls 15 feet and she hits the ground. And as you put it, she twerks her way backwards.
Yeah. She keeps going.
She did not run.
But
not in the ground running.
But then she started a GoFundMe because this wasn't just like a funny, oh, she fell off a stripper pole. Yeah. No, she fell 15 feet, broke her jaw, probably, you know, I think it affected her teeth.
Was it a GoFundMe or an OnlyFans? Because I feel like an OnlyFans would be a way more strategic marketing campaign.
That would be very true.
You'd raise way more money.
But with a swollen cheek and a busted ass. Oh, no, she hurt her hip. Didn't she break her hip or something?
I don't know.
There's lots of craziness going on. Fundraisers everywhere. First of all, check out ALSRally.com. First and foremost.
And then repair the stripper's jaw.
And also, don't forget about Fun Drive, which we have here at the station.
Yes,
Fun Drive. Go to CITR.ca/donate. We got to raise some money here.
Keep that programming coming.
But also go to Slutty Puffin, and then you'll find Genius Sky. She fell.
But the irony that her last name's Sky is falling from the sky.
Falls down.
Hilarious.
Genia Floor. Not everyone's a comedian. The Texas strip club where a dancer came crashing down from a 15-foot pole is taking no responsibility for the incident because the CEO says that they didn't tell her to make the climb.
Okay, first off, why is there a CEO of a strip club?
That's a made-up title. Oh,
yeah.
You know he's just so dirty.
Yeah, it's just a modern pimp.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And also, why would you put a 15-foot pole there?
Why are you that high? Well, no, you don't need to be that high.
Right.
You know? You can't even see the coochie from up there.
Yeah, well...
True.
You know, that's your moneymaker.
High debt. You're right. You got to why are you putting it away? I don't know. Exotic dancer Genius Sky went viral after seriously injuring herself over the weekend when she fell from a two-story pole on the main stage of XTC Cabaret in Dallas. But the club is calling it an accident, and there are no plans to remove stripper poles as a result. Well, that's the thing. What are you doing?
Get well soon, girl. Get well soon.
It's a strip club, so you're going to remove the stripper poles. Like, I don't... Isn't the whole idea is that they're using the pole?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's part of the fantasy, right?
There's out of yeah.
You've been have you been to number five with Clint?
I have been to the number five, not with Clint.
Yeah, he's gone to the penthouse.
He's a big. I've been to the penthouse with Clint.
Yeah, there you go. Attaboy.
I have.
Yeah.
Next question.
See one fall from the sky?
Next question. No, except for my heart.
Just awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll get back on the pole.
Yeah, maybe. One day. I have to go back.
We're here in Studio A with Aiden Bates-Smith. You can check out his podcast, After 8 with Bate, on all major streaming platforms. Also, go to ALSRally.com. You can find more information about fundraising for ALS, absolutely, which is very underfunded. It's highly on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's picking up steam.
We got the
Barstool people doing some...
What is this?
There's a guy who's drinking a zillion beers. Have you seen that?
No.
Guy who's... chugging beers,
yeah,
and he has his own merch line, and he's donating, like, if he hits some goal, he's donating like $15,000 to some ALS research center in the States, which is pretty cool because that's a big audience, you know. You just getting the word out there. That's a couple million people who see it.
100%. Talk about getting a billion people to listen to and check it out. Donald Trump.
Yeah,
yeah. You hilarious. Talked about wanting to hack his Twitter.
Well, yeah, because I don't think it'd be that complicated.
No, that's and you said it'd be like his password would be like 1234 5.
Yeah, password 1234. If you go on his Twitter, just type in therealdonaldtrump@gmail.com. Password is a capital P and then password 1234, you're going to work. It's gonna
probably
work.
Probably. Now, this is content from your podcast, After 8 with Bait,
yeah.
which you record every Tuesday. After 8, people can find it.
Absolutely.
They can download it, stream it, save it, listen, laugh to it.
It's what's on my mind that week, you know?
Yeah.
It's just whatever I want to talk about. There's no you know script.
What, you know what you got to do is go on OnlyFans and get money for your podcast on there.
Show my I want to finesse big companies. I don't want to finesse the small man, you know?
Yeah,
I'm giving them the free content out there.
That is
giving
true.
Them the laugh.
We all are.
I like that.
We don't want to be giving out free content over here at the station. We need to make some money. So again, go to citr.ca/donate. It's, you know, we're schnurras here, as my people would say.
Yeah, but I'm selling out as quick as I can, you know, as soon as, if I get big enough to sell out, done.
Heck yeah.
If I get big enough, I will absolutely pay you to be a staff writer or a personnel. I think you'd be good. I had no clue that Aiden Bates-Smith had this talent within him to be funny.
I
always knew you're funny, but.
Yeah, I'm already scripting my Cash App ads because.
I love that.
Those are the big bucks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Any music you're into? Anything you're watching on Netflix? Are you watching Spitting Out with Evan Roderick?
No, honestly, I haven't been watching anything lately.
Not to be a shady lady, but it's just because we both used to work with him.
Yeah, as that's Earl's true. Girls. That's and, true. I'm not big on Netflix these days. I mean, I'm listening to a lot of classic rock.
Mm.
I'm just getting into that. I switch between like rock, rap, little bit of country during the summertime.
Yeah,
love that.
And then, yeah, I'm all over the map. I'm all over the map.
Remind people what podcast you're listening to, because I'm sure there's a few.
Yeah, Fighter and the Kid, Chris D'Elia's Congratulations podcast, Spittin' yeah. Chicklets.
Yeah.
They're all good podcasts.
I wanna, you know what song I really love? I wonder if we can hear it. I don't even know if we're gonna get this thing to come on. Oh, here we go.
Can you sing it?
Here we go.
Yeah, sing it.
Do you remember the song Legs by ZZ Top? Dude, that's a good song.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
I love this music. I'm such a hick. I really am. You know?
No, we gotta get Tush by ZZ Top on. Because then you're objectifying women and rocking out all at the same time.
Dude, this is just like, it's so catchy. Anyways, Legs, ZZ Top. We didn't have it planned. Oh, this song's so good.
A little bit airy. Love that.
Anyways, check it out. I don't know. I'm
coordinated. Look at that coordination.
Does your dad like ZZ Top? What sort of music does your dad like?
My dad was big into like Eric Clapton, classic
yeah.
rock. So
I love it.
He just died.
Cream?
No, Tom Petty died.
Tom Petty. Did he? I don't know.
I think so.
Maybe.
I always get the two confused, but I know who they are individually.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But he definitely influenced my classic rock taste.
Yeah.
Because that's what I grew up on. And then obviously being a super pale white boy, I started listening to rap. And yeah,
is your dad into cars? Was
no
cars?
He's a big tech guy, but he's not into cars.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've always been into cars though. Yeah. Since I was a wee boy.
I love it.
Good stuff. You know what, let's get into some music here. We're gonna do some new music. We're gonna come back, say our goodbyes with Aiden Bates-Smith here in the studio. Check out alsrally.com and After 8 with Bait. It's lovely. He's lovely. We love
Truly.
Him. Honey Bunnies, Beach Goons on Andyland Radio.
Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on AndylandRadio.com.
Asked you to describe Andrew Willis, and you answered, he's a f***, a cunt, a liberal f***tard, sassy, oh, and gay as f***, but wait, there's more.
Okay, that's enough.
Making you feel smarter and happier, Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis, Wednesdays 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM, stream on AndylandRadio.com.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Some things are better together, like shopping your way through a crisis.
Or smoking weed with a drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on AndylandRadio.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is our goodbyes. We've got to say goodbye. It's 11. We're already 2 minutes over, but that's because we spent two extra beautiful minutes with our lovely friend, Aiden Bates-Smith.
Thank you for coming.
Who I know and love and is sitting here just with this beautiful, innocent, sweet-eyed, kind-eyed...
Innocent.
Kind-eyed garçon sitting in front of me with a beautiful crack of a smile.
Beautiful. I got those Crest white strips on lock these days.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting here flirting with a hockey bro. It's like my dream, my fantasy. Come real, come to life.
Love it.
We learned a lot about Aiden. We learned that his dad has ALS.
Yeah.
ALSRally.com. Everyone check that out. Please donate some money to that because there's a lot of research that has to happen. And there's definitely people in our own communities that are being affected by it. And it's a disease that we don't really know how it happens or when it's going to happen, but it does happen. And when it does, you know, it's really good to see that there's funding, $20,000 of funding raised by this whippersnapper alone.
Well done.
That's depressing though. Check out my podcast is a lot lighter than that, you know?
Yeah,
we're going to learn, we're going to laugh, we're going to cry, we're going to squirt, we're going to do all the things.
Wow, party!
We're going to do all the things.
We're going to read Donald Trump's tweets. I love that. That was so good.
That was a good bit.
That was in the Big Dick Energy podcast. First episode.
Big Dick Energy. If you're a chick, don't feel like I'm discriminating. You can have Big Dick Energy too. You know, chicks can radiate Big Dick Energy.
Does Emily have Big Dick Energy?
Oh yeah, big time. She's out here doing her.
She's got big booby energy.
Oh my god.
Her healing stones.
Oh,
healing.
She has healing breasts. It's true. It's true.
They do what they can.
What they can.
When they can.
Emily,
I love it.
All right. Look, go to ALSRally.com. Make sure you go to all major streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Look for After Eight with Bait. It's our lovely friend, Aiden Bates-Smith. You can find everything there. Everything there to make you laugh.
Go donate.
Go donate money. Go to CITR.ca. And also... you know,
just give us all your fucking
just give
money.
Us everything.
Yeah,
give
right?
us we just all need your money. Money. We just give need it your all. Money. You know what? We got to get out of here. We'll see you next week.
Past my bedtime.
Yeah. Go to andylineradio.com. You can find all the episodes there. And as I always say, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit andylandradio.com. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided by Anna Rose Carrico, Madeline Taylor, Alex DeBoer, Jasper Sloan Yip, Tanner McColeman, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.